Richard Arnold, morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
So Apple, Google, Russia.
Yeah. How's that for a mix? How entangled is tech with politics? So this is a disturbing new twist. The Russian elections are taking place right now. Putin's party, the so-called United Russia Party, has about 30% support, according to state-run polls over there, but they keep winning. One reason is that the opposition to Putin is so diffuse. There are many competing figures running for local seats. So with the idea of opposition leader Alexei Navalny to come together behind a single opposition contender in every area. Navalny, of course, is the fellow who Putin and co. allegedly tried to poison and who now is in prison for who knows how long on trumped-up charges. The Navalny team knew that Putin would try to suppress their efforts, so they put out their voting card for what they're calling the smart vote on Apple and Google as well as locally. If Putin censors the smart voting idea internally, it was thought Russians still could find out the leading opposition contenders through the great American democratic high-tech social media companies, right? Wrong. Apple and Google have just removed that voting app and sided with Putin. Why ever would they do this? The decision came after Russian authorities claimed the app is illegal and threatened to prosecute the local employees of Apple and Google. Now, Google has a little over 100 employees in Russia. It seems that specific employees of Google had been named as potential Russian targets, so the great high-tech bastion of free speech folded. Apple so far has given no comment. And Navalny's group says the removal of the How to Vote app calls what the US companies did a shameful act of political censorship. Russia's authoritarian government and propaganda will be thrilled, says the Navalny team. Meantime, the Navalny group also has released some new details on Russian corruption. They show pictures, photographs of a Putin they also reveal that Russia's foreign minister, 71-year-old Sergei Lavrov, handsome-looking fellow, as you might recall, not. The man whom Trump invited into the Oval Office once and passed on classified information. Lavrov has been living large with a super-secret rich mistress who is not his official wife. This woman, Svetlana Polyakova, reportedly is an actress whose family is worth about ₹1 billion, roughly $13.6 million US, from who knows where. They also have a fleet of luxury cars worth about $40 million, and this mistress reportedly has used the official foreign ministry aircraft to jet off with Lavrov to places including France, Italy, Switzerland, Japan, Singapore, Portugal, and Greece. Tough light, eh? They've also been spending time on the luxury yacht of Russian oligarch Oleg Deripaska, the bloke who was best friends with Paul Manafort. Remember him? Donald Trump's former campaign boss.
Jeez. And what about the boosters? The FDA says 65 plus yes, the rest of you no.
Yeah. There is some surprise over this FDA conclusion. It was thought that they would support the Biden plan to offer COVID booster shots all round, but no. Instead, they say they should go to older folks only, 65 plus, and to folks in specially vulnerable professions like healthcare workers. The US government's virus expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says he supports the FDA's conservative move.
I don't think they made a mistake.
Says Fauci of the new approach that is being taken by health authorities here.
The overwhelming highest priority is to vaccinate the unvaccinated.
Yeah, and the COVID cases here continue to soar. The US had more than 1 million, count it, new COVID cases last week, more than 10,000 confirmed deaths here. In Alabama, they're now seeing more deaths than births in that state for the first time ever on their records. Fauci says he expects a decision on vaccinating children within the coming weeks. Can't happen soon enough. Meantime, comedian Chris Rock has just revealed that he has COVID. He has tweeted today that he, quote, has COVID, coronavirus. He says, trust me, you don't want this. Get vaccinated.
Good stuff. All right, Richard, catch up in a couple of days. Appreciate it very much. Richard Arnold, stateside.